We are in the emergency room, the pediatric emergency room at GBMC, where this time of year, they deal with a lot of drowning cases, but they're also dealing with something called dry drowning. Dr. Melissa Sparrow is the Director of Emergency and Inpatient Pediatrics here at GBMC. Dr. Sparrow, what is dry drowning?
Well, dry drowning is not a term that we use in medicine, nor is it a term that I'm really familiar with, but I am hearing it now used by families and actually many parents who are calling in with questions, and I think that it is because of a term that's been used in the media. And what I believe people are referring to are the situations where a child has some kind of episode in water. So the child is submerged in water, be it a pool or a lake, and the child has an episode where they cough, gag, swallow water, or they get some water into their lungs somehow or another, and then they're pulled out of the pool. They vomit. A lot of times these kids vomit, and they seem okay after about 5 or 10 minutes. And but then later on, there can be a number of processes that can interfere with our respiratory systems. There can be an inflammatory response where just a little bit of water causes something like acute respiratory distress syndrome, and so you get pulmonary edema or you get fluid in the lungs that are secondary to inflammation, and that can happen over the course of 12 hours. You could also get a pneumonia, an aspiration pneumonia, and that can happen over the course of several hours. But there are processes where somebody can seem fine after a submersion incident, but then later down the line can develop problems with their breathing.
Conceivably, could this be fatal? I mean, comes later?
So with the term that we use medically is a near drowning. So with these near drowning episodes where kids are submerged in water and get water into their lungs and then they're fine, but then they develop an inflammatory response, it can become so bad that it can be fatal. These would be kids who their lungs are getting filled with liquid. Again, this isn't the breathed-in liquid from the pool. It's liquid from an inflammatory process. It can get so bad that then those patients have to be intubated or have tubes put into their trachea and have machines breathe for them while you just wait it out, basically, and wait for it to get better.
If I'm a parent, how do I recognize and prevent this?
Really, the child should be watched closely over the next 12 to 24 hours. Just to see if they develop, and the number one thing would be just to develop any problems with their breathing. And so that would be a cough or fast breathing. One of the ways that you can really tell how somebody's breathing is simply to look at that person with their shirt off and look at the muscles that they're using. Look and see if you see indentations between the ribs when the child is breathing. We call that accessory muscle use, the abdomen going in and out. So you can see indentations above the clavicles, above the sternum, and the look is like that child is working harder than normal to breathe. And so I think that the first thing I think I recommend everybody do is watch their child breathing, normal, quiet breathing. Get to know what that chest looks like. I didn't do this until medical school. Mm-hmm. Get to know what normal breathing looks like in your child so that if the child starts to have increased work of breathing, you'll notice that difference. But there's definitely going to be a respiratory component if the child is developing the symptoms of secondary drowning.
And then obviously get some help if you see any of these signs.
You know, I would always pick up the phone and call the pediatrician first. And if you have a delay in getting through to anybody, of course, you can always come to the emergency department. But I do think when you call up a pediatrician and talk to your pediatrician and you describe what you are seeing, that the pediatrician will know right away just by your description, you know, what the next step should be.
Dr. Melissa Sparrow, GBMC, thanks for clearing up the perceptions about near drowning. We appreciate it. For Maryland's News Now, I'm Robert Lang on WBAL and WBAL.com.